चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकृतां मायां ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चना गौराङ्गी हरे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुधे देवी नमामि हरिप्रियै पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि वेलकम टू काशी One of the most highly glorified of the holy places of Bharatvarsha, profusely glorified in the Puranas. Kashi is the abode of Shankar Bhagavan. It has been a holy place for acharyas of all sampradayas since time immemorial. As you can see, it's also a favorite place for tourists. In the Western world, because of Srila Prabhupada, we know about Vrindavan. But other than that, in the Western world, there's only one holy place that's famous in India, and that is Varanasi. Any scholars or spiritual seekers coming from the West who are looking for the spiritual culture of India, the first place they come is Varanasi. It is here that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided for over 2 months at the Dashashwamedha Ghat, which is just where we came from originally, when we came down to the Ganga. That is said to be the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami for 2 months in the transcendental science of pure devotional service to Sri Krishna. The most famous place of Varanasi, of course, is the bathing ghats of Ganga, where later on you will see tens and thousands of people coming to take their holy baths. People of all sampradayas. And the greatest of the temples is Kashi Vishwanath, one of the 12 Jyotirlingas of Lord Shiva. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu daily would go there for darshan and dance and chant in great ecstasy before the lingam of Lord Shiva and induce hundreds and thousands of people to do so. Our program today is we can all sit along the bank of Ganga on the ghats and chant our Gayatri mantras after this speech. Then we will take boat to the Bindu Madhava temple, where Lord Chaitanya, with great love, came before the darshan of Lord Bindu Madhava. Then from that place, we will come back with the boats to Manikarnika Ghat, where Lord Chaitanya first bathed when he came to Varanasi, and that is where he met Tapan Mishra. And then we will go to Kashi Vishwanath Temple, then to the railway station, because we have to leave Kashi Vishwanath Temple by 9:30 a.m. What is time now? So we have 2 hours. Varanasi is also the place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his historical conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati, and where he converted the most staunch fundamentalist Mayavadis into pure Vaishnavas, madly dancing, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So if we can understand, some of the most important leelas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place here. And we will discuss this more at the Bindu Madhava temple. For now, we'll chant. We can all sit along the stairs and just near the Ganga, chant Japa and Gayatri for a few minutes. Then we'll all take boats to various places. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. May Lord Shiva's blessings be upon you. Hare Krishna. This is the temple of Bindu Madhava. Our time is extremely short, so I'll only speak a few minutes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his pilgrimage to Vrindavan. He came to Varanasi. At the Manikarnika Ghat, he met with Tapan Mishra. Years before, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his Grihastha Lila, he met Tapan Mishra in the banks of the Padma River in East Bengal. And there he enlightened him by instructing him how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In fact, that is the first time recorded in Lord Chaitanya's histories where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed someone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tata Mishra was a very learned Brahmin, seeking the highest knowledge of the highest truth. He looked everywhere, but then he had a vision where in a dream, a celestial beam informed him that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now in East Bengal on the banks of the Padma, and he will fulfill all your desires. So Tapa Mishra surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested that he come back to Navadvip to be with the Lord. But the Lord told him to go to Varanasi. At that time, Varanasi was the capital of Mayavad impersonalism for the whole world. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a plan. He told Tapan Mishra, I will meet you there after some time. Years later, Tapan Mishra heard that Lord Gauranga had taken sannyas, and he happened to see him here at the Manikarnika Ghat in Varanasi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first bathed there. Then he was taken to the Bindu Madhava temple. At the Bindu Madhava temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began Harinam Sankirtan. Literally hundreds and thousands of people were coming to chant and dance with him. It says when Lord Chaitanya saw the beauty of Sri Bindu Madhava, deities of Lakshmi Narayan, he was filled with ecstatic love. His kirtan, he was exhibiting all the symptoms of transcendental ecstasy. At that time, there was terrible blasphemy of Vaishnavas by the impersonal Mayavadis, who were the followers of Sri Shankaracharya. People were criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically, and this was very painful to the heart of the devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that when I return from Vrindavan, then I will meet these Mayavadis. So from Varanasi, he went to Vrindavan Dham. He spent about 2 months. Then he came back to Prayag and then to Varanasi. While here, he stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya and took his prasad at the home of Tapan Mishra. It was at that time that Srila Sanatan Goswami had just escaped from prison and was en route to Vrindavan to meet both Lord Chaitanya and Srila Rupa Goswami, his younger brother. When he came to Varanasi, he came to know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here. At the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, Sanatan Goswami sat just outside in the courtyard. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar that there's a great Vaishnava outside, please bring him in. Chandrasekhar came out and looked around, and he came back in and said there was no great Vaishnava outside. Lord Chaitanya asked, is there anyone outside? He said, there is one Muslim mendicant. The reason Sanatan Goswami looked like this is he was a prisoner. And by a very divisive trick, he escaped from prison in the robes of a prisoner. He went through many dangerous areas. When he came to Hajipur, he met his brother-in-law, Srikanta. wanted to have him stay at his house for some time. Sanatan Goswami said, I will not even stay for one moment. He was eager to meet Lord Chaitanya. He gave him a valuable blanket, and just as a courtesy to his relative, he accepted it. So he looked like a Muslim mendicant. He had long hair, beard, mustache, tattered clothes. Lord Chaitanya, he said, bring him in. Chandrasekhar brought the Muslim mendicant in, and when Lord Chaitanya saw him, he was in such ecstasy. He embraced Sanatan Goswami. As they were embracing here in Varanasi, they literally soaked each other with the tears from their eyes. Chandrasekhar was struck with wonder. Lord Chaitanya then told Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar to take him and shave him so he does not look like a Daravesh or a hippie with beard and long hair. So Sanatan Goswami was shaved nicely, shaved his head, shaved his beards, and came back to meet Lord Chaitanya. At Tapan Mishra's house, he was offered prasad, but he would only accept the remnants after Lord. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar invited Sanatan Goswami every day to take prasad at their homes. But Sanatan Goswami said, I will not take any prasad at anyone's home. I will do madukari, begging little from the Brahmin's homes. One day, Lord Chaitanya glanced upon the blanket, the nice blanket of Sanatan Goswami. So he was thinking, the Lord does not like this nice blanket. So he went to the Ganga bathing ghat, and he saw an old mendicant with a very tattered old quilt. He was washing it. Sanatan Goswami said, I will exchange my nice blanket for your torn quilt. The mendicant said, why are you making fun of me? He said, no, I am serious. So the exchange was made. He came back. Lord Chaitanya asked, where is your nice blanket? He said, he told him the whole story. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. He said, now the last attachment of this material world you have renounced. What would people say if you go begging door-to-door madukari having a nice blanket with you? Krishna has delivered you from the hellish condition of material life. Sanatan Goswami replied that I do not know who is Krishna, but I know that your mercy is my only shelter. And by your mercy, I have been released from not only the prison of Nayab Hussain Shah, but the prison house of material existence. It was then that Sanatan Goswami began to inquire from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the lowest, most fallen, most sinful. All my associates are very materialistic, degraded people. In fact, I was serving malechas and yavanas. I have no good qualifications whatsoever. I do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. What is religion? What is irreligion? But yet people call me a great pundit and I believe them. That is what type of fool I am. Please tell me, who am I? Why am I suffering the threefold miseries of material existence? Why am I perpetually in the illusion of Maya? Please explain to me the path of perfection. Sanatan Goswami inquired with such submissiveness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry. Your humility is breaking my heart. Actually, Sanatan, you already know everything. but it is the nature of a great personality to inquire just for the sake of being a proper example and showing strictness. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak Sanatan Shiksha, beginning by explaining that the spirit soul is the eternal servant of Krishna. How the spirit soul is entangled in the network of material existence, and how through pure devotional service one can be delivered. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there are many chapters explaining the teachings to Sanatana Goswami that took place at the Dashashwamedha Ghat. For 2 months the Lord instructed Sanatana Goswami all day, every day. During that time, Tapa Misha, Chandrasekhar, Paramananda Kirtaniya, Sanatana Goswami, their hearts were broken hearing the blasphemy of Prakashananda Saraswati and others. Prakashananda Saraswati and his Mayavadi sannyasi followers, they would speak about Lord Chaitanya with great, great disdain, that he's simply a cheap musician. He's attracting so many thousands and thousands of sentimental fanatics, loudly chanting these names. He's a sannyasi of the Shankar order. He should be studying Vedanta and meditating. He may be able to bewilder and fool the ignorant masses, but he will not be able to put us in illusion. He's simply a sentimentalist, a fool, illiterate, sentimental fanatic. Such words they would use about Lord Chaitanya. One day Chandrasekhar and Tapa Misha were presenting to Lord Chaitanya. It breaks our hearts to hear these things. The Lord smiled. He had a plan. At that very moment, a Maharashtrian Brahmin came in and said, "My Lord, I know that you never mix with other sannyasis. You will never associate with these Mayavadis. But today I have invited all of the sannyasis with Prakashananda to my home for prasad. Please come." The Lord took sannyas to deliver the stubborn, arrogant people who would not accept his mercy in Navadvipa. He converted all classes except the Mayavadis. The Lord mercifully accepted his invitation. When he came to his home, the sannyasis were sitting on a raised platform. Just at the door, there was a place for everyone to wash their feet. Lord Chaitanya washed his feet, and he sat down in the place where the feet were being washed. And he began to emanate his Brahman effulgence, which very much attracted the hearts of the Mayavadis. His beauty, his luster, melted their hearts. Prakashananda Saraswati said, "Why are you sitting in that dirty place? Are you in a depressed mood? Come and sit with us." Lord Chaitanya said, "I am very low and fallen, and I am coming from a lower sampradaya. Therefore, I have no right to sit on a raised platform with you. I am very fallen and ignorant. Trinadapi Sunichena." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited such humility that humility actually further melted the hearts of these Mayavadis. Prakashananda Saraswati came and took Lord Chaitanya by the hand and personally escorted him to the raised platform. This was Agyapta Sukriti. Without knowing what he was really doing, he offered some service to the Lord. And that was the beginning of the end of his Mayavadi existence.
He asked Lord Chaitanya, why? Why are you mixing with all these sentimentalists? You're a sannyasi of the Bharati Sampradaya, that is glorious. It's coming from Shripad Shankaracharya. The only business of a sannyasi in Shankar's line is meditate and study of Vedanta with other sannyasis. Why are you mixing? Why are you avoiding us? Lord Chaitanya said that my spiritual master told me that I was a fool and that I would never understand Vedanta philosophy, that I should simply chant the holy names of Krishna, because by chanting the names of Krishna, all realizations and knowledge will come. And he taught me a verse. Haranama, 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 Vakevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatirandyata. I started to chant. Tears were flowing from my eyes, my limbs were trembling. Tears were standing on end. I was laughing, I was crying, I was rolling in the ground like a madman. I was thinking, what has this mantra done to me? It's completely deluding me. I've lost all transcendental knowledge. I've gone mad. So I inquired for my Guru Maharaj. And he said, this is very good. You have attained the perfection of life. The ultimate goal of chanting Hare Krishna is not liberation or material benefits. It is pure love of Krishna. And my child, you have attained that state. Now you take this mantra and you teach the world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the order of his guru to propagate Harinam Sankirtan. The Mayavadi sannyasi said, yes, yes, we understand what you're saying is very good, but why don't you study Vedanta with us? And he explained how the interpretation of Shankaracharya is indirect reasoning, and therefore it is not acceptable. That Veda Vyas had written the Vedanta Sutra, and that we must understand the direct, clear meaning of Vedanta. Shankaracharya has deluded the whole world by the order of Vishnu to propagate the Kali Yuga. They asked him to explain what is his conception of Vedanta Sutra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that the commentary of Veda Vyasa is authorized, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And he explained Vedanta Sutra from the point of view of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then the Mayavadis began sutra after sutra explaining their conceptions of what Vedanta Sutra meant, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu totally defeated everything they said, one after another. They all realized that you are Lord Narayan himself. They surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced all the Mayavadis to become pure, unalloyed bhaktas, and taking as their life and soul the study of Srimad Bhagavatam and the congregational chanting of the holy names of Sri Krishna. One day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the Bindu Madhava temple where we are now, he was having ecstatic kirtan. It spread throughout all of Varanasi that Prakashananda and all of his sannyasis had become followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were all coming by the thousands, hundreds of thousands here. Various philosophers and scholars were coming to challenge Lord Chaitanya, and very politely he defeated all of them and converted them to become Vaishnavas. During one of the ecstatic kirtans at Bindu Madhava temple, Prakashananda Saraswati and his followers personally came here. This was the first time I actually saw Lord Chaitanya dancing in ecstasy, his beautiful golden form trembling in love. Prakashananda Saraswati was so inundated by the beauty and the love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came and grabbed Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya said, "Why are you doing this? You are a great guru. You are fit to deliver the whole world. I am not even fit to be a disciple of your disciple." Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur said, "You are speaking for others' example, but actually I can understand that you are Lord Narayan himself, the Supreme Lord." Prakashananda Saraswati here at Bindu Madhava Temple completely surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he himself with his followers began to ecstatically dance, chanting the holy name. Lord Chaitanya every day would go to the Kashi Vishwanath temple, and there thousands and thousands of people would come to meet him. He would dance ecstatically before the lingam of Lord Shiva, and then he would come out and the people would be in rows, and he would inspire all of them with the words, "Raise your arms, chant the names of Lord Hari." Soon the entire Varanasi was a city of one big, huge kirtan. Everywhere there was simply the chanting of the holy names. It became like Navadweep. After 2 months, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatan Goswami to go to Vrindavan and to perform his work of excavating the holy places, building temples, establishing deity worship, by his example, teaching proper etiquette of Vaishnavas, by his example to teach how to live in the renounced order of life, and to write books along with the other Goswamis, revealing the ultimate truth of pure devotional service of Vrindavan. So at one time, the Bindu Madhava temple was a huge, ecstatic temple. But Aurangzeb, the Mughal ruler, tore down that temple and built this mosque that is just behind you. This is where Bindu Madhava was when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing before him. And now the temple, the small temple, is where the deity is residing. When we go to the Kashi Vishwanath temple, this is one of the 12 Jyotirlingams. At one time there was a massive, massive, magnificent temple of Vishwanath. It's the main temple of Varanasi, Bindu Madhava and Kashi Vishwanath. That was also torn down and a mosque was built in its place. And now there is a small temple. The Shiva Lingam, at the time when the Mughal conquerors came, was put in a well, hidden by the pujaris. And later it was manifested and installed just close to where that well was. We will be going there in a few minutes. In fact, Kashi Vishwanath Temple is one of the three places that the Vishwa Hindu Parishad is promising to do their work. There is Ayodhya, Mathura, the Keshava Temple in Mathura, the Janma Bhumi place in Ayodhya, and the Kashi Vishwanath place in Varanasi. So you'll see, to get in the temple, there is some security protecting. And as far as we are concerned, we are not so much into the politics. We have come to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his intimate devotee, Lord Shiva, his own expansion, to pray for pure devotional service. So we will have to go very quickly from now on, otherwise you will miss your train. It's likely you will anyway. But we'll just have kirtan. We'll all just have darshan of Bindu Madhava. We'll come back to the ghats immediately. Take boat to the Manikarnika ghat, the burning ghats of... there's the bathing ghat of Manikarnika where Lord Chaitanya first came. Then there's the burning ghats where the dead bodies are burned. Some of you wanted to see that, I have heard. And then we will go back to Kashi Vishwanath. And then we'll see if the train is still waiting for us. So please do go quickly. Everyone will have kirtan. Abhiram, what do you say?
Everyone stop on the boat.
Half an hour for the boat to reach back. We are going against current, so it will take 40 minutes. That boat.
It's already 9.
Let's stop there for two seconds. Everyone go quickly. We have 5 minutes to come back down here. This is Manikarnika Ghat. Mani means jewel, Karnika means from the ear. An earring of Lord Vishnu fell from his ear and landed here in the Ganga. And since that time it is Manikarnika Ghat. Can everyone come close? Turn it louder. Can everyone hear? Yes or no?
Yes!
Don't ever say Hari Bol when I ask if everyone can hear, because it sounds like no to a demon like me. Lord Vishnu, an earring fell from his ear and fell in this place, therefore it is called Manikarnika Ghat. And it is said in the Puranas that anyone who leaves their body here, Lord Shiva will personally whisper in his ear the name of Rama, and they will attain liberation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed at that section of Manikarnika Ghat each day when he was in Varanasi. It is considered the most sacred and holy of all the ghats of Varanasi. Just here is the traditional place where they burn the dead bodies. When I was around 20 years old in 1970, when I was on my spiritual search, this was one of my places of bhajan. I would sit here from sunrise to sunset, meditating on the burning bodies, to try to understand the temporary nature of material world and become free from the desire for sense gratification. Should I show you where I would sit?
Yes.
You'll have to all stand up. Everyone can see the ghat?
Yeah.
Do you see that saffron-colored personality?
Hold it.
Just to our left is a little ledge coming down.
Yeah.
I would sit on that ledge from sunrise to sunset, watching the bodies burning. I probably saw several hundred bodies burn, analytically studying the nature of the material body.
To point where exactly? Left? Yeah, this side? Left side?
Do I have time to get out and go there?
Yes. Only you can go.
From where can I park the boat?
Abhinav Prabhu, Maharaj, are you asking where to go? Where to go? Where to go? cannot go from here, he's saying.
You see the dead body?
Yeah.
You see to the left?
Yeah.
There's a ledge going down?
Yeah.
That's where I would sit, on that ledge.
Okay.
Clear?
Yes.
That dilapidated ledge on the side of the stairs to our left, just there. You see where that straw is, that grass next to the body?
Yeah.
Just above that.
Understood. How many days you were here?
I don't remember, but a moment seemed like millions of years, watching these bodies, also smelling the smoke. I was trying to get the full experience for all my senses, hearing the body crackle with my ears, watching the body burn with my eyes, smelling the burning flesh with my nose, tasting it with my mouth, by the fumes, and feeling the heat of the body burning with my body. So all five senses were completely engrossed, not in devotional service, but in trying to become purified. I can only tell you that you are very fortunate that you didn't have to go through all of these tamaguna activities to come to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo. What prayer we should offer?
You can pray here that by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we could remember Krishna in life and remember Krishna at the time of death and never have to take one of these dying material bodies again. And that we can always reflect on the futility of sense gratification, because this is what it leads to. Sense gratification leads us to the burning pot. Devotional service leads us to Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Manikarnika Ghat Ki. Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ganga Mayi Ki. Varanasi Ki. Gaur Hari Bo.
This is very nice. Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki.
What?
Tree. No, not tree. It's ledge.
That ledge is exactly as it was 30 years ago. The bodies would burn on both sides. No tree. The trees are all cut down in front of you. It's used for the wood. Arivo.
Hear the other tour guides discussing these subjects.